I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of the West Coast premiere of Kind Strange, playing now at the Zephyr Theater in Hollywood, January 23rd through February 7th, 2026. This one-person show is coming off its world premiere performance in New York City. It was part of the Dream Up Festival at the Theater for the New City, located in the East Village, and it is having its West Coast premiere at the Zephyr Theater in West Hollywood on Melrose. You know what it is, taking from Tennessee Williams' memoirs, adapted and directed by Stephen Simone Friedland, actor Rick Simone Friedland, with Southern drawl intact, shares deeper insights into arguably one of the greatest playwrights of the 20th century, and fans of Williams' work, particularly those who haven't read his memoirs, I feel will find some value from the piece into the mind of the genius who wrote The Glass Menagerie, who wrote Streetcar Named Desire, Stella, Cat on the Tin Roof, and so much more. Conceptually, this piece communicates some of the important touchstones of Williams' life quite cohesively. Friedland most definitely handles the part with elegance, the charisma you'd expect from such an outspoken personality like Williams, but the mechanism telling the story are not on the same level, and when you're talking about Williams and his chosen medium, the theater, this is more like a visual book report than something that could really expose you to a man's heart. The Zephyr is a black box theater. They provide plenty of different productions throughout the year. In the case of this show, they have three different tables, a coat rack with different coats, and what looks like a door covered in curtains and cloth that they use to project various faces of people Williams mentions during the show, as well as stating the chapter the show is covering at the time. Visually appealing, especially when the space uses light and darkness, not so much in other instances. Besides not particularly a smooth start to the show, and mind you, this was opening night, Friedland's acting only improves as the show progressed to a point where he seemed to really lock in until the curtains closing at the end of the show. The show incorporated a range of older tunes throughout, like I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire by the Ink Spots. Williams was actually quite a fan of the Ink Spots in his time. This production was pretty straightforward and well acted. I give Kind Stranger a memory play, a 7.6 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater. We have started LA Theater Bites cross country. If you are a theater outside of the LA and Orange County area and you want to review, we are open to reviewing your show. Contact us at latheaterbites@yahoo.com for more details.